This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Who does not love that quintessential story of the underdog, the one who battles and claws his or her way out of some apparently impossible challenge? David and Goliath, Rocky Balboa, the U.S. Olympic hockey team of 1980 beating the Soviets in the Miracle on Ice. Well, author, venture capitalist, and entrepreneur Josh Linkner is making a case for the embattled city of Detroit being an underdog that can inspire all of America. Josh is CEO and managing partner of Detroit Venture Partners, and his recent piece in Forbes is entitled Six Lessons from America's Comeback Kid, Detroit, Michigan. And Josh joins us now. Okay, Josh, I'm going to bite. Why is Detroit America's Comeback Kid?
Well, you know, this region has had a rich history of innovation and entrepreneurship. We were once the Parrots of the Midwest, one of the most vibrant cities in the U.S. And while we've suffered greatly over the last several decades, those roots are still there. This is a city with a soul. And so we have all the right ingredients. We just need to sort of restore the recipe of the soup in order to drive change and success.
And what will it take to kind of restir and kind of reimagine that recipe?
Well, I think there are a few factors that are critical. Obviously, there's an emergency financial manager in place, which we think is a terrific step in the right direction to making sure that we have critical city services such as lighting and public safety handled. Beyond that, we need to do a few things. We need to diversify the economy. One of the challenges that we've had here is this has been a one-industry town. And with the digital age, as we know, you don't need a Silicon Valley zip code to have a successful tech company. We're working very hard to help drive technology in the brain age. The other thing that's critically important is building a vibrant work-live-play urban core to not only make our city successful, but to attract and keep our talented people in the state of Michigan. Right now, 50% of our kids flee after graduation. They want this rich urban environment. You know, for every story that is portrayed in the media of negativity, there are wonderful things happening. I'm in downtown Detroit right now. I see people walking around. Restaurants are full. There's art galleries opening up. There's an emerging tech art scene. So there's a lot of great things to celebrate. And I think we're at the very early stages of this meaningful tipping point.
You know, Josh, we're seeing leaders in the business sector stepping forward. They're putting effort and they're putting cash into initiatives helping the city. And the first example that comes to mind is the recent donation of police cars and ambulance rigs put together by a group of business leaders. So is that the future for America's struggling cities with less reliance on public and municipal sector and more on the private sector?
I actually believe that's a big factor, and I think that it's not one versus the other. Ultimately, cities will prosper based on inclusiveness and based on collaboration between the private and public sectors. But I think that unlike false starts that we've had here in the past that were primarily led by individual factions or governmental agencies, this is a true collaborative effort. This is an effort that is being driven hard by the business community, but in collaboration with foundations and the philanthropic sector as well as those in elected office. So I think that we're all coming together. Finally, we're shaking off the cobwebs of the past, and we're focusing very intensely on a very bright and vibrant future for the city of Detroit.
When you look in your own mind and you think about Detroit, Josh Linkner, what is your personal vision or personal timeline, if you will, for Detroit to really have come back and be in a state of health and a state of recovery? How long do you think that'll take?
Well, we're already seeing early signs of it. You know, I'm in a beautiful building right now that was vacant for many years, and now it's filled with young, vibrant tech workers. So it is not it's not going to take forever. But my vision for it is a city that rivals the vibrancy of New York or Chicago. Now, I don't want to be the Chicago of Michigan. I want to be the Detroit of Detroit. We need to celebrate who we are, not apologize for what we're not. But I think that this is a city that has a vibrant art scene, that is an incredibly powerful business community, that is leveraging the advantages that we have with our research universities, that's an economically diverse area. And it's an area that people want to be and want to be a part of the solution. I think that timeline is already happening and will start to accelerate in the next 3 to 5 years. And I'll tell you selfishly, I have a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I believe squarely that when they finish undergraduate, that will be less than 10 years for both of them, that I'll be proud for them to come become Detroit residents and be part of this incredible and emerging city.
Josh Linkner is CEO and managing partner of Detroit Venture Partners, and his recent piece in Forbes magazine is entitled Six Lessons from America's Comeback Kid, Detroit, Michigan. We put a link to his Forbes article on our site at michiganradio.org. And thank you so much, Josh.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This show was developed to add depth to the discussion about the issues that matter in Michigan. We tackle the big news stories of the day, but we also step back and talk about the larger trends and trajectories that face our communities. And we bring you a dash of the state's rich arts and culture. It's the Spring Membership Drive, and your pledge of $5 or $10 a month helps keep the news and conversation on Michigan Radio going strong. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark and Tamar Charney to tell you more about the Spring Membership Drive.